Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage, but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry said 5 drones were shot down and the systems of 3 others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. President Vladimir Putin called it a terrorist attack by Kyiv. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a 3rd assault on the city in 24 hours. Hard-right U.S. conservative lawmakers are blasting House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy for the budget deal he reached with President Joe Biden, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Put simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails.
It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands. Texas's Chip Roy and others say they'll work to block the deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Wednesday North Korea appeared to have fired a ballistic missile and the government was analyzing the details. He added there was currently no reports of damage following the launch. North Korea attempted to launch what it called a space satellite over the sea to the south on Wednesday, South Korea's military said earlier, as the nuclear-armed North seeks to gain ground in a regional space race. This is VOA News. Fighting flared again in Sudan on Tuesday, despite the latest ceasefire pledges of the 2 warring generals meant to allow desperately needed aid to reach besieged civilians. U.S. and Saudi mediators said late Monday the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces had agreed to extend by 5 days the humanitarian truce they frequently violated over the past week. Since the announcement, residents reported clashes with various kinds of weapons in southern Khartoum and fighting in South Darfur's state capital. Around 90,000 people have fled fighting in Sudan across the border into Chad, creating an extra burden for one of the world's poorest countries. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Chad was already hosting 600,000 refugees from its war-torn neighbors. It's also grappling with a 4th consecutive year of food shortages. Overall, around 2.3 million people are in urgent need of food aid, the World Food Programme warned earlier in May. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has praised the extraordinary hospitality of the Chadian government and its people, but said the scale of the crisis requires more funding in order to save lives.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The suspect in the 2018 U.S. synagogue massacre had his trial start Tuesday in the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The federal trial of Robert Bowers comes 4.5 years after the shooting deaths of 11 worshipers from 3 congregations meeting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Bowers could face the death penalty if convicted of some of the 63 counts he faces. These include 11 counts, each of hate crimes resulting in death. Prosecutors have said Bowers made anti-Semitic comments at the scene of the attack and online. The trial follows a month-long jury selection process. Bowers offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but prosecutors turned him down. I'm Julie Walker.
NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs there left 30 international soldiers wounded. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.